Some of the groundwater pumped up from Hanford near the Columbia River is so contaminated, it looks like flat Mountain Dew.
The water coming into the plant on some of these wells is green.
I'm at a newly operational groundwater treatment plant with Bill Barrett. He's the Department of Energy's groundwater operations manager on the Hanford site. The water he's treating here is filled with a cancer-causing chemical called hexavalent chromium, and this plant scrubs it clean.
And it's coming out, and it's crystal clear, and there's undetectable levels of chrome in the water on the way out.
Once the water goes through the plant, it's pumped back into the ground again. The chromium is already leaching into the Columbia River, but officials say the doses are small compared to the massive flow of the big river. Across the site in central Hanford, there is another plant that has risen up out of the desert in just over a year. It looks like a giant IKEA store in the middle of the sagebrush. This plant will take out two types of radioactive particles and about a half a dozen other toxic chemicals. They will be treated with bacteria. The water this plant pulls out of the ground is so toxic, it needs a seven-story air scrubber system to keep workers safe. Delise Pargman is the project manager here.
The hardest part with this is that I'm really proud of what we've done out here, and there's only a few people that actually will get to see it.
Back during World War II and the Cold War, the government discharged enough toxic chemicals and water into the ground here to raise the overall water table by 75 feet across a 4-mile-wide area. The contamination problem varies, but it covers 65 square miles of groundwater under the site. Still, the top groundwater expert at the Washington State Department of Ecology is more worried about what's above the groundwater. It's in the soil, but too deep to dig up. Deep Goswami says that waste hasn't gotten to the groundwater yet, but it could.
Unless you discover the source, it will continuously bleed contamination to the groundwater.
Think about your drip coffee pot. Every time you add water, caffeine-infused liquid drips into the pot below. And Goswami says there are 550,000 curies and 165,000 tons of chemicals and metals in the soil and in the groundwater. That's why the treatment plants are running day and night in a race to clean up some of Hanford's groundwater legacy before it reaches the Columbia River. I'm Anna King in Richland.